In our increasingly mobile society, the idea of home is becoming less and less clear. On a recent trip to his native Iowa, commentator Tom Montgomery Fate wondered if home is a real place or just a state of mind.
I've lived in Chicago for 15 years, but I don't feel at home. Not in the city or the western suburbs where I now live. Coming from a small town in Iowa, I don't handle the human density or frenetic energy of the city very well. It tires rather than inspires me. But so do the suburbs. The tangle of eight-lane arteries clogged 24/7 with millions of cars on their way to 200-acre malls and 400-acre parking lots, or perhaps to a 30-plex movie theater. Go west, young man. My wife Carol and I keep moving. We started on the city's south side, but every 5 or 6 years we drift another 10 or 15 miles west. I'm on a slow, meandering journey home to Iowa, the place I will always come from. The Latin roots of the word nostalgia mean homesick. I wonder about this today as we drive west on Interstate 88 back to Iowa. It's dusk and we're in the middle of Illinois, cruising through fields of corn stubble and past strings of cows plodding back toward the barn. In the distance, a cloud of synchronized black flecks, sparrows, abruptly and beautifully change direction, like a fistful of pepper caught in a swirl of wind. Day slips into night, and the horizon, the only hard line left in the world, finally disappears. Wendell Berry once wrote that trees are immobile yet flexible. People, of course, needn't be either. Few bloom where they are planted or are planted at all. Roots have become a liability. We increasingly associate success with being mobile and accessible. We can work and live anywhere with a laptop and a cell phone. Starbucks have become the makeshift offices for an army of small entrepreneurs. Several years ago, while driving through Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, I noticed two boys pushing themselves down a dirt road on kick scooters. A friend pointed out that they couldn't have bikes because an Amish council somewhere had determined that the chain and sprocket was an inappropriately high level of technology. It might break down community, too easily draw people away from their families and homes, from their roots. While this may seem a bit dictatorial, it also suggests a sustaining ethic. Community over convenience, meaning over marketability, wisdom over information. It takes 2 hours to cross Illinois. In the darkness on the bridge over the Mississippi, I try to remember. Our home does not belong to us. We belong to our home. On the Iowa side, I see a smattering of lights. A yellow caterpillar slowly crawls through the mud. Its headlights illuminate a new subdivision. Even from the highway, I can see the warm breath of steam rising from the fresh gash in the earth.
Tom Montgomery Fate teaches writing at College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's the author of Beyond the White Noise, a book of essays about living in the Philippines. Coming home is the theme of this year's annual Living on Earth storytelling special. That's coming up in just 2 weeks. Our storytellers will share tales of how homecomings have influenced their lives. For example, Boston-based storyteller Jay O'Callaghan recalls how gathering the clan in a huge blizzard turned his sister's wedding day into a topsy-turvy affair.
Bong, 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 bong. I woke 7 o'clock, grandfather clock, and I stretched, went back to sleep, and I snapped on the radio. The announcer was saying, "It's the biggest snowstorm of the century. This is a blizzard, ladies and gentlemen. 2 feet of snow, and it's snowing on the snow all day and all night. Everything is canceled. Celtics, Bruins, College Boards." I sprang out of bed, and I looked out the window, and there was 2 feet of snow, and it was snowing hard. It was wild out there. Only the Blue Jays could move. Everything was transformed. By 8:30 and 8:45, all the wedding guests, the Chicago guests, and our neighbors, they were all tramping through the blizzard into our big front hall. "Going to be a wedding? How far is the church?" "A mile. A mile!"
Find out if Jay's sister makes it to the altar. Don't miss our annual storytelling special 2 weeks from now on Living on Earth.